Well, the Masked Bandits group, I don't know if you've heard of this crowd, but they formed in the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic to help provide homemade cloth masks to anyone who required one for free. Since then, hundreds of quilters from right across the province have given out thousands and thousands of masks. Jolynn Butt is one of the creators of the Masked Bandits. I reached her in Holyrood to chat about their latest initiative called Mask It Forward.
We actually partnered up with CBS Lions Club, and they gave us some donations, and donations have been coming in through that to help make more masks to give back to others.
So donations, monetary donations, or would it be like fabric donations?
At first, we weren't taking any fabric due to any kind of cross-contamination. We had some that were, you know, actually we said anybody could, you know, if they were going to buy them directly from a store, and we knew it came just from a store, they could drop it on the step. A lot of people would, you know, just we found that people were actually putting money in the bag. And we were like, okay, let's get an email address, something that people could, if they wanted to, they could donate to this email address rather than leaving money in the bag. But all funds go back to one of our members owns Quilters Quest in Torbay, and she's been phenomenal since day one. She's been offering, you know, giving us scraps that she had from her store to, you know, discounted, you know, prices. And we're actually helping to keep her business going as well. But all money goes back to her store. And then she gives us any material that we need, from thread to needles to fabric to interfacing, things like that. So that's where the money goes back. And after it's all said and done, whatever money we have left over, we're going to come together as a group to find out where this money is needed to go to get donated.
Is there any way that you could ballpark how many masks have been created throughout Mask It Forward and, you know, just the work of the Masked Bandits?
The Masked Bandits, I'm going to tell you, it's thousands. It's thousands because we're across the province. So, you know, if I was to ballpark it, I could say between 3 and 5,000 masks or even more. As for the Mask Forward itself, we definitely have done close on 3,000 masks.
What types of organizations and groups availed of the free masks that you've made available?
We've donated to the RNC, to pharmacies local, to seniors, homes, chemo patients, radiation and chemo, the cancer clinics, to local health clinics, actually. We just did a big number of 350 to the College of the Family Physicians so they could have some ready for the family clinics when they reopened just a little while ago. So we ended up, they actually gave us a big donation back, and they kind of like that, you know, the money is going back to help others. And like I said, in the end, the money will get donated to somewhere, some organization that needs it.
Jolynn Butt, you and your merry band of quilters have really shown that people can make a difference in a positive way. How does it make you feel to see this?
It's very heartwarming. It's very humbling. It just makes you warm and cozy. And to know that we don't look for, you know, money. I always say when people want to give us a donation, no, that's okay, we're good. And people do want to help out. But it's really good. It's knowing that people are staying safe and, you know, they're getting what they need.
And what are the next moves in the coming weeks for the quilters? Will you continue on to mask it forward, or do you have other plans?
Right now, we are still masking it forward. We used to do it every day, but right now we're doing it Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, and we're finding now that the masks are staying in our bag, and so it seems like everybody is staying protected, or, you know, right now, I know we're a little relaxed right now, but we think we're going to try and hang on at least until the fall. You never know with this Atlantic bubble opening up if there's going to be a second wave. So we kind of want to be there in case there is another need as we go further into the fall.
And that is Jolynn Butt. She is the creator, or one of the main creators, of the Masked Bandits. And of course, this group started in the onset of the pandemic. Bandits. They were fashioning homemade cloth masks for free.